This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. It's our Meet the Candidates Forum, and today we're at Louisiana Delta Community College. We'd like to thank our sponsors for today's events: Louisiana Delta Community College, the Monroe Chamber of Commerce, the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce, and 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. I'm the News and Public Affairs Director at KEDM, and we're glad to be here with you tonight. We've got a room full of folks for our people who are joining us via radio tonight. We are almost to capacity tonight. We're all socially distanced here at Louisiana Delta Community College. And a few notes and reminders for our radio audience that if you want to go back and listen to this at any point, the event will be recorded tonight, and by tomorrow morning, I'll have it up on our website, kedm.org. Also, there's some Facebook video of this at the West Monroe Chambers Facebook page, and we just want to thank everybody for being here. At this time, I'd like to introduce Chris Broadwater. He's the interim chancellor at Louisiana Delta Community College.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for coming out to Louisiana Delta Community College to view this forum and hear from the candidates. I tell our team routinely the most important part of our name isn't Louisiana or Delta or college, but it's the word community, because it signifies the most important part of our mission here at Louisiana Delta Community College, and that is being part of everything that we can to uplift and build our community to make it a better place to live, work, and worship. That's what we are about at Louisiana Delta Community College. You normally think of us doing that in providing a venue for people to learn, to be educated, to improve their station in life through work. But tonight is another one of those examples of participating in community by providing a venue instead for the community to hear from these candidates who are running for public office. So thank you for attending tonight. Candidates, thank you for putting yourself up for public service. We applaud you and thank you for doing your civic duty. We want to offer ourselves to you as well. When the election is over and one of you is sworn in, we offer ourselves to you. If we can help you and help guide you on the important policy decisions that will be affecting our region and particularly higher education, we look forward to being there in service to you. So thank you all again for being here tonight. Thank you for allowing Louisiana Delta Community College to provide a venue for this important event. Thank you.
Thank you, and again, thank you. This is a beautiful facility you guys have out here. At this time, I would like to introduce Lila Strode. Lila is the president of the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. She's going to welcome us and has a few notes for us.
Welcome, and I too thank you all for being here. This is a very important forum as these candidates will represent us and represent our business community. And this is community, and I'm proud to co-sponsor it with these partners here today. I also want to give you a little information. Election Day is November 3rd. This is a Tuesday election, in person and in mail registration. For this election is closed. You can register online until October 13th at sos.la.gov. Thank you.
Thank you, Lila. And again, Election Day, as you said, November 3rd. So I believe we're 28 days away, and it's coming up really soon. All right, a few rules for tonight for our candidates who are here. First of all, tonight is not a debate. It's just simply me asking questions. We're going to get answers and see where you are on issues. If we get into a runoff situation a little later, we'll have a straight-up debate. But right now, we're just finding out where you are. We want to thank you again for all being here tonight. You'll have a chance to make an opening statement from your seats in just a few moments. We're socially distanced, as you can tell, and so our setup is a little different than probably what we would like, but we had to get out on two rows, and so we appreciate you bearing with us on that. Right down front in the black is Sue. She's going to be timing for us, and you'll hear a little bell if you run out of time. You need to wrap up rather quickly. The questions tonight, nobody knows except for me, and I just want to point that out, that these are mine. I did get some general topics from the local chambers of commerce. But nobody knows the questions or has influenced any of the questions this evening. All right, at this time I'd like to let you know who's running. I'll get you guys to just give a little wave and then we'll get started. I want to tell you a little bit about the 5th District. It is it's a big district, and you candidates know that. Many of us here in North Louisiana don't, I think, realize that a lot of Central Louisiana and South Louisiana are in our district, and it spreads a long way. So the parishes of Avoyelles, Caldwell, Catahoula, Concordia, East Carroll, Franklin, Grant, Jackson, LaSalle, Lincoln, Madison, Morehouse, Ouachita, Rapides, Richland, Tensaw, Washington, West Carroll, West Feliciana, and Wynn are all in the district. Also portions of East Feliciana, St. Helena, St. Landry, and Tangipahoa parishes down in the Florida parishes are part of this district. So big district, thank you all for coming up and being with us tonight. Candidates for this race, and I'll get you just to give a wave if you're here. Sandra, Christophe, Candy Christophe.
Christophe.
I'm sorry, Christophe. I went through that earlier and still screwed it up. Not with us tonight is Alan Guillory Sr. Lance Harris wanted to be here tonight, but in the last minutes today, one of his bills has come before the folks in Baton Rouge, and this is the only day they'll have to talk about it. And so he had to send his regards that he would not be here tonight. He was planning on being here up until the last minute. Matt Hasty is with us this evening. Jesse Lagarde, not with us this evening. Martin Lamel is here. Also, Luke J. Letlow. Scotty Robinson. And Philip Snowden. We'll start with our opening statements tonight. Our opening statements are 2 minutes long. Again, you'll get the bell when it's time to wrap it up. And we've drawn outside. Our first opening statement goes to Luke Letlow. You have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Corey. It's great to be with you tonight. My name is Luke Letlow. I'm proud to be running for Congress here in the 5th Congressional District. I'm a Christian. I'm a husband. I'm a father. Lifelong resident, pretty much, of Louisiana. Grew up in northeast Louisiana, here in the Delta. Ninth generation Louisianian. I'm passionate about this district. I'm passionate about serving you in Congress. I want to go to Washington because I know I can get the job done on day one. I've been proud to serve as the chief of staff to Congressman Ralph Abraham, where I've learned what I think are the right ways to serve this district. I've learned how to make the process go, and I've certainly feel that I'm well prepared to do this job. I am focused on our values. I believe our values are under attack. I am focused on jobs and opportunities, and I am also focused on making sure the far left doesn't take this country off the deep end. But most importantly, I'm concerned about you. I am focused on making sure that every community in this district is represented. Black and white, Republican and Democrat, all 24 parishes. Because I believe together we can make a difference. I believe together we can grow and we can make real changes. So with that, I'll stop.
All right, and we're going to, just to keep it easy, we're going to work this way all night and we'll just work back and forth. Candy Christophe, 2 minutes for an opening statement.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Candy Christophe. I'm the owner of multiple small businesses with full-time employees. I'm a licensed clinical social worker and a licensed addiction counselor. I'm the mother and a grandmother. I am also the founder of a nonprofit organization, Reentry Solutions, where we help people who need a hand up with employment and housing and keeping their families together. The purpose of this forum is to help you, the people, to be able to get to know us personally so that you can make an informed decision. As a social worker, I am used to dealing with difficult situations under difficult circumstances. And I feel that the conglomerate of all of my work experiences and my uniqueness as a woman and as a mother and a grandmother, as a social worker, as a business owner, all of that together will enable me to work uniquely across party lines to be able to identify the needs of the community as well as to be able to bring home the resources to the community. You of District 5, you have a decision that you have to make. Whether or not you want to elect someone who is a Christian with traditional morals and values, or someone who says that they are a Christian but lives an alternative lifestyle and wants to call it traditional morals and values. You have to decide whether or not you want to elect someone who has voted every year since she was 18 years of age, or someone who just registered to vote last year. You have the option of deciding whether or not you want to elect someone who has ran multiple businesses for over 20 years with full-time employees, or someone who just registered a business last year as a hobby. You have some decisions to make, but the most important one is, who do you trust? Who do you trust to represent the morals and values? Who do you trust to go and vote for you and your children and grandchildren?
Thank you, Ms. Kristoff. Next, we'll come to Mr. Scotty Robinson. Sir, 2 minutes for an opening statement.
All right. Thank you, sir. Like you said, I am Scotty Robinson. I'm a husband and a father of three. I'm a business owner. I'm a Ouachita Parish police juror. I've been elected for 9 years. I've served for president of this parish for four, and I currently serve as the president of the Police Jury Association of Louisiana. I'm running for this seat because I work for the people. That's what I do. That's what I know. My father was a 24-year servant on the Ouachita Parish School Board, and I grew up watching him serve others constantly. I grew up in a large family. I'm one of four kids. My mom was a school teacher. My dad was an insurance adjuster, and I grew up like many of you, just hardworking family. I went to school at Western High School, attended college at ULM, went into business. I ran for office when I was 25. I saw a need for someone who would get in there, be responsive, be transparent, listen to the people, talk to the people, work with the people, and that's what I've done for the last 9 years. I want to go to Washington because Washington's broken, and you're going to hear probably everyone up on the stage say that at some point, and I think we're all correct. There are issues in Washington, D.C. The reason I'm running is because of the disconnect between Washington, the federal government, and the local level. There's a saying that all politics are local, and that's true, but I serve in local government, and I see the issues that we have. As president of the largest parish in the 5th Congressional District, I had issues getting connections, getting people to answer the phone, take meetings for Ouachita Parish, so I know these more small, rural parishes in this district have the same issues and probably even harder time getting in touch with the people that are important that can actually get something done. I want to go to Washington to work for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next opening statement goes to Mr. Matt Hasty. Sir, 2 minutes.
Hello. My name's Matt Hasty, and I'm a combat veteran running for U.S. Congress. I'd like to try a magic trick, if you'd like. In January of 2021, the results of this election are going to start to take place. We're going to start to see the inauguration of the president, swearing in of Congress, and we're going to start a whole new rodeo of politics in this country. But my magic trick is that I can tell you exactly what's going to happen. The party that wins is going to try to jam the most partisan agenda they can down the other's throat. The team that loses is going to try to stop them. And if they can stop them, nothing's going to get done. And if they can't stop them, we're going to end up with an agenda that gets rammed through, voted on, and passed that everyone knows will be dismantled the next time that party comes back into power. And as I say that, we all know that's true because that's what history has taught us. That's what the behavior of our elected representatives has shown us. Not the words that you hear at election time, the actions that are shown once elected. If you want somebody to go to Washington, D.C. and do exactly what the minority leader or the Speaker of the House tells them to toe that party line, just let me know. I can train a dog to go to D.C. and press a button. But if you want somebody who's going to show you with actions not words. You need to vote for me. When I tell you that your congressman needs to work from 8 to 5, 5 days a week, it's not exaggerated. All you have to do is grow up poor to know that if you don't work, you don't eat. So the idea of making $175,000 as your congressman and working 12 days a month should be enough to make you as angry as it makes me. Research your candidates, be an informed voter, and vote Matt Hasty.
Thank you. Next opening statement goes to Martin Lamell Jr. Sir, 2 minutes.
Good evening, everyone. Martin Lamell Jr., and I'd love to be your congressman. I'll tell you a little bit about me. I'm a fifth-generation Louisiana native son, born in Monroe, educated in Lincoln Parish, a proud recipient of a top scholarship so I could stay here in school and study accounting. When I finished that accounting degree, I had a lot of opportunities. Most of those opportunities were out of the state. And so I started a corporate career where I literally traveled the globe, working for Fortune 500 companies and the public and private sector. While working full-time, I earned an MBA from George Washington University. 2016 came, and a gentleman who's known me all my life called and asked me to serve in higher education. That gentleman was Rick Gallo. For the past 4 years, I have led higher education at Grambling State University, where we have improved our fiscal health score, advanced technology, and created new curriculum. Why am I running? I'm running because the American dream is in jeopardy. We have to fight for our children. We have to turn the corner on education, fight for a livable wage, protect our veterans, protect the Second Amendment, and advance technology infrastructure in this state. As your congressman, I will work across the aisle to be a consensus builder and a collaborator. I'm so pleased to be joined on this panel tonight with people who are running to promote the welfare of this state and fight for its future and its success. I'm Martin Lamell, number 38 on your ballot. Visit us online at martinlamell.com, and I'd love to be your congressman. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next, a two-minute opening statement from Mr. Philip Snowden.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Philip Snowden, and I'd like to thank the great institutions that put this forum on tonight. I'm excited to be running to be your representative to Louisiana's 5th Congressional District. I was raised in Dubuque, Louisiana. I have an electrical engineering degree from Louisiana Tech University right there in Ruston, and I have an MBA from Xavier University, Cincinnati, Ohio. My career has spanned Fortune 500 companies, including General Electric, General Motors, as well as various utility companies, including Entergy, right here in Louisiana. I have worked in managerial and engineering capacities, as well as in small business. And I'm so proud to say that I, straight out of college, was able to quell a wildcat strike at a GE manufacturing facility and do it early on. I also was a design engineer for General Motors, where I designed the wiring systems for the S10 pickup truck. And I ran outage operations for an almost $4 billion nuclear power plant. It's important that the entire district has clean water, safe streets, excellent education, and well-maintained roads. As your representative, I will stand up, speak up, and fight for you. Please vote for Philip Snowden, number 41 on the ballot. Thank you.
Thank you. And I believe that concludes our opening statements. At this time, I'd like to bring up KEDM General Manager Jay Curtis to say a few words. Candidates, take a breather for just a second, and we're going to come back with questions in just a few moments.
Thank you again to Louisiana Delta Community College for hosting us, but I will also mention that this week is in the middle of KEDM's fall membership drive. So yes, we're talking about the funding that it takes to bring you this kind of an event, this kind of a broadcast, but also 365 days a year, 24 hours a day of coverage, fact-based, authentic news, real journalism. That's what we do every day through hurricanes, through tornadoes, through all kinds of other natural disasters. KEDM is there, and NPR is our teammate on the national and international stage. So we're here tonight not only celebrating democracy, celebrating our republic and being able to elect a representative to represent the 5th District, but we're also here asking for your financial support to KEDM, because what we do is powered by individual support. People who give $5 and $10 and $15 and $20 a month, maybe even $100 here and there, a gift of $1,000 here and there. We ask that you give what you can because you are the power behind public radio. Thank you. You can give online at any time right now at kedm.org.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Before we get to the questions, I want to bring up our official timer. This is Sue Nicholson. Sue is keeping us straight tonight, but Sue is also the president of the Monroe Chamber, and you guys have been good enough to join up with us for a bunch of these as we're going to be doing one of these again next week in the same room on Tuesday night. We're going to have a chance to meet the folks running for Senate.
Thank you, Corey. First, I want to thank the candidates that are running. When good people step up, it raises the bar for everybody. So we are so pleased to meet all of you and that you have put yourself out there to run for office. Early voting is October 16th through the 27th. Including Sunday, October 18th and October 25th. You can see where to vote and get a sample ballot at sos.la.gov or go vote, spelled the Louisiana way.